Finally today, scientists recently announced that they've identified a new species, a water mite, and that they've named it after Jennifer Lopez. That made our own Shirin Jafari wonder just how many other species are named after celebrities and why.
A few years back, a marine ecologist named Paul Sickle and his team were doing research on a fish parasite that exists in the Caribbean. And while they spent hours dissecting fish and gazing at samples under the microscope, Bob Marley was playing in the background. I wanna love you
and treat you right. When we're working in the lab, we often play Bob Marley music. We have a lot of our pieces of equipment are actually named after Bob Marley songs or phrases in Bob Marley songs. So Bob Marley sort of permeates our research.
So when Sickle realized they discovered a new fish parasite and it needed a name, he knew what to do.
And so, when I think of Caribbean, I think of music, I think, of course, of Bob Marley.
That's how Nathia marleyi, a tiny tan-colored fish parasite with red dots, got its name. You might think it's rare for scientists to name new species after celebrities. It's not.
40 or 50,000 new species are being described every year.
That's James Hankin.
I'm a professor of biology at Harvard University, where I'm also the director of the Museum of Comparative Zoology.
Hankin says if you find a new species, you get to name it. And of course, that can get very interesting. Just listen to this clip from Discovery Channel's D News.
And last year, an arachnologist discovered 33 new species and went on a friggin' binge. Aptosticus Stephen Colberry, Aptosticus Angelina Jolie, and Aptosticus Sarlacc for the Sarlacc from Star Wars.
Yeah, scientists have your back, Star Wars fans. And there's more. There's the Beyonce horsefly, George W. Bush beetle, and Barack Obama fungus. The list goes on. So here's how it works. Say you find a fish that you know has not been identified before. You write up your findings for a peer-reviewed journal. Once it's published, that fish has a name. The scientists I spoke to say they wouldn't name species after themselves. It's just too arrogant. And there's actually a value in giving organisms a famous name. Here's Paul Sickle again.
Regardless of the reason that people are doing this, you can see the impact that it has. We would not be having this conversation if it wasn't for that. So by naming it after someone who has name recognition, especially an artist, you engage a lot more people in the conversation about biodiversity.
I head over to Harvard's Museum of Comparative Zoology to meet up with one of the curators there.
Lots of different shells and...
His name is Gonzalo Giribet. One thing I was wondering, what about the famous people? Bob Marley didn't ask to have his name on a fish parasite. Would he be upset?
No, I think that it's still an animal. It's part of an ecosystem. I don't think people will be offended for that.
If anything, Giribet says, scientists name new species after famous people because they admire them. They appreciate their contribution to art, music, or politics. And he should know, since he's named hundreds of new species. Other colleagues have named not one, but two genus after him.
When you're at a party, do you tell people you have species named after you?
Not really. No. Most species, actually, once people see them, they're not as excited. Oh, really? Oh, is that the species name after you? So they imagine that, they might have named like a new whale after you or something like that. And it's really, most of the species are not. Most of the species are small, they're cryptic, they will never see them.
Speaking of whales, I kind of like the idea of having a whale named after me. Scientists, are you listening? The name's Shirin Jafari. For the world, Shirin Jafari.
You heard it here, folks. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman, wishing you a great weekend.